Welcome to the State of Wyoming Subject Matter Minute, where we cover a wide variety of subjects related to State of Wyoming employment. This information is for you and me, the state employee. From hidden benefits to systems and processes, we'll make your job easier by giving you the lowdown, the how-to, and hopefully entertain you a bit along the way. And now, today's Subject Matter Minute.
Hello and welcome to another Subject Matter Minute. I'm Matt Nagy. Thanks for joining me. You might notice something different about me today. I'm sure you do if you've been watching. I had to ditch the glasses. The professional in me couldn't take the glare anymore. I'm sure most of you noticed. I certainly did. I had to kind of tilt my head a little bit down in order to lose it, and I'd forget, and you know, that's awkward. So I got to keep the lights. You got to have good light for decent video. So I had to ditch the glasses. Hopefully I don't look too weird. I can see. I have like 20/30 in one eye and 20/25 in the other. So it's kind of mostly for computer screens and driving, although I'm completely used to them now. So everything's a little fuzzy, but not a big deal. All right. So today's topic is rather near and dear to my heart. My wife of 22 years has been a dental hygienist for 23 years. So this topic comes up around the table, around the house all the time. Today, I'm going to talk about our dental insurance. All right. So dental insurance. Now, before I go into it, I just want to say that last month's subject, while there really wasn't a subject matter expert, I did use the information that A&I HRD put together on the website. I did the research, so I guess, in essence, I was the subject matter expert. But thanks to HRD for putting together the information. Now, this month, again, I'm doing the research, but I want to give a shout out to Karen Williams of EGI because I got a lot of the information from her trainings. So, our dental coverage. First of all, it's by Delta Dental, as you probably know. And there's basically two packages you can get. You can get preventative dental, and you can get optional dental. Preventative is required if you have state health insurance. Okay, so you have to have it. So if you have the health insurance, you have it. Okay, now optional, you have to have the preventative to get the optional. Okay. Now, another thing is you don't have to have the insurance to get these packages, okay? So if you, for some reason, don't have the state of Wyoming health insurance, if your spouse has better insurance, which I'd be surprised, but maybe that's the case, you can still buy these packages, okay? Now, one thing to keep in mind, when you're a new employee, if you don't buy these in the first 31 days, there's going to be a waiting period, okay? So for preventative, really, it's just a waiting period till the next open enrollment period, which could be up to a year, but it could be a month, you know, depending on when you've been hired. But the optional dental, which covers more intensive things, we'll go into that, has a 3-year waiting period. So if you don't sign up within that first 31 days, you're going to have to wait 3 years before you sign up. Hold up. Actually, this waiting period could be longer than 3 years because you have to do it during open enrollment. So let's say you're hired in June. You have to do it during open enrollment of that year. So it would actually be about 3.5 years. And that also comes into play if you cancel it. So if you have it for a while, drop it, you're going to have to wait 3 years before you can sign back up. Now, there are a couple instances where you don't have to do the 3-year waiting period. It's in the Delta Dental book. Feel free. The link's down there. Go ahead and check it out. Okay. All right. So let's talk about what these two things cover. Preventative covers 2 cleanings and exams a year. Okay. Also covers bite wing x-ray once a year, and then a full mouth x-ray every 2 years. There's also a few things for kids up to age 18. It covers sealants and then, you know, the topical fluoride and spacers. I'm not sure what spacers are, but those are covered as well in the preventative. Okay. And the other thing is there's preventative, there's no deductible, and it covers 100%. Pays it all. Okay. Now the optional, like I said, is for more intensive things, and there is a deductible. There's a $50 deductible per person or a $100 deductible per family per year. Now, after your deductible is covered, then there's two levels. There's what they call basic services and major services. The basic services is covered to 80% at 80%, and then the major services is covered at 50%. Okay. Now, something to keep in mind with the optional dental is there is a $1,500 per year per person maximum. So if you're going to get, you know, if you have $10,000 treatment plan on your messed up mouth, you're only going to get $1,500 out of this optional plan. Okay. I'm not going to go into what is in the basic plan and what's in the major plan. You can find that information down below. I actually copied that section out and put it down there verbatim. Okay. So check it out. Now there's something else to know with our dental coverage is you need to, or you don't have to, but you need to try to find somebody in network. Okay. There's two different networks. There's the premier dentists who have agreed to accept what Delta pays. So you don't have to pay any extra. That's covered for your preventative and such. Now there's also the PPO, which their preferred provider organization. The deal with them is they've agreed to lower their prices. So your out of pocket is less. They may charge more than Delta pays. So you're going to pay a little bit out of pocket, but it's reasonable. Now you don't have to go with an in-network dentist, but the deal with that is that if you go to an out-of-network dentist, Delta will pay at a lesser rate. Also, they don't have to submit your stuff. So basically in the end, you're going to probably have to submit your insurance claim to Delta and they're going to pay you directly, but at a lower rate. So really you should find an in-network dentist. There's plenty of them in Wyoming. Okay. I may have gotten into the weeds just a little bit too much there. After talking to the folks at EGI, really it boils down to participating provider or a non-participating provider. Find yourself somebody who participates. Okay, after having read through the Delta book, which again is linked down below, I'm going to have to say that you shouldn't assume that something's covered, okay? There's a lot of exclusions, a lot of fine print, all right? So make sure you go read up before you say maybe opt into the optional. Just make sure you're covered, okay? And you know, some major things might be covered by health insurance, so you might need to do a little bit of research. But feel free to read through that Delta Dental book. It's not bad until it gets to the exclusions and the long list of stuff at the bottom, but it's probably a good idea to check it out. All right, I think that's it for today. Thanks for joining me on the Subject Matter Minute. Hope to see you next time. Don't forget to subscribe.
You have been watching the Subject Matter Minute with Matt Nagy. Please help us out by subscribing. And join us next month when we'll cover another topic of interest for all State of Wyoming employees. Again, thank you for joining us on the Subject Matter Minute.